You are a strong, confident leader. You have charisma. Your people look up to you. You make wise decisions. You are authoritative. You speak, people act.
KP!
You
KP!
Oh, Lackey, I was just, what do you want?
They've arrived, Captain.
They...
The volunteers, Captain? 6 o'clock, on the dot, just as I... I mean, you, ha, commanded.
Oh, right, the volunteers. The volunteers for...
The pig flight, Captain?
Right, yeah. And just remind me why we're flying anyone to the pig? It's pretty big, remember?
Yes, Captain, I recall its largeness, but at this point we don't have any choice, unless we want to end up living on the dark side, of course. And we know how you get
in the dark side of Half Moon? No, sirree Bob, you won't find me over there.
Well, sir, Half Moon's population is growing far too fast. We have to find a new territory.
You know, I blame the lack of gravity. People feel all light and bouncy. It makes them amorous.
Perhaps so, Captain. If only your right-hand woman could have warned you of the dangers of moving to such a small moon.
Mm-mm-mm. What was that, Lackey?
Nothing, Captain. Oh, before I bring the volunteers in, I was just wondering, do you happen to have a copy of the advertisement you wrote to recruit them?
Oh, I sure do. Greatest bit of writing ever, if I say so myself. Here.
Wait, did you frame it?
It's very important to celebrate one's achievements, Lackey. Now, you take a look at that.
Wanted. Volunteers for impotent mission to the pig. Not afraid of heights. Need to like pink. Should be interested in the effects of gravity. Must be swilling to travel. Call Moon Control for more deets.
Mm-hmm. Get it? Swilling to travel?
Haha. Yes, sir.
Why did you want to see it anyway?
Well, sir, the volunteers. It's just they seem a bit... unexpected. I don't mean to cast aspersions, but...
Cast nasturtiums? Lackey, you know nothing like that has grown around here for decades. Anyway, I'm sure they're all fantastic. They'd have to be with an ad like that, wouldn't they?
Yes. You're probably right. How many applications did you get in the end?
Oh, these were the only ones.
Pardon?
People were probably intimidated. The ad did sound really good, didn't it?
So did they go through any selection process before we merrily signed them up for the most important and dangerous mission in Half Moon history?
Well, we didn't want to lose any of them.
Right. Brilliant. I'll show them in.
Ooh, look at him.
Come in, everyone. This way. This way. Watch out for that.
Is that a crystal dome?
Okay. We'll get that cleaned up. Just step around it. Captain KP, let me introduce our brave volunteers. Volunteers, this is Captain KP, Commander-in-Chief of Moon Control.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you. Your voice is kind of pumped.
All right. Good afternoon, volunteers. I trust you've all had good journeys?
Oh, I could have had more opportunities to pee, but that's
walking
fine.
Since yesterday,
well, you better get used to long journeys where you're going. That place is huge. Miss, can I take your helmet? I can just pop it off.
It's okay, you can keep it on. Relax. Captain, this is Miss Guppy. She would rather keep her helmet on, it seems, at all times.
Oh, right. Oh, all right, that's fine. Well, welcome. Thank you for coming. So, the pig, huh? What a stinker! crickets. Well, I think that'll be all. Any questions?
Oh, me. Pick me.
Yes, miss.
Oh, I never get picked. Once they were picking the dust ball team at my school, and I didn't even get picked to be the ball.
Right. And what's your question?
It's just, I've forgotten. Just ask him.
Just one thing. What's our mission again?
You're all off to the pig, right?
And, why are we doing that? I'm just a bit worried, see? Because It's really big.
Oh, don't you worry your pretty little head about that. It'll be fun. You're finding us a new planet. Little old Half Moon's getting a bit small for all of us, you see. So we'll just pop a few of you up there, take a little peek around the place, check to make sure it's safe for human habitation, and lickety-split, we start our new colony on the Pig. Sure, it's called the Planet of Intimidating Giantness, but that's just to put off other people less skilled than yourselves. Otherwise, everyone would want to go there, see? Ah, no. Quick trip in, rocket, land on the pigtail, give us a little ring when you get there. Piece of cake. So, time for a spot of training, don't you think? You'd better head to,
The flight craft, Captain?
Yes, yes, very good. Just checking you knew, lackey.
Of course, Captain. Always checking.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Follow me.
What about me?
Lackey, you stay here and clean up that glass.
Sir, I really think it would be more...
Lackey, that's an order.
Okay, but just don't touch anything until I get there, all right? In fact, maybe you should just hold off on the lesson.
Don't be nuts. It's all very simple. Here we go.
Oh my.
This is gonna be so
no,
much fun.
Seriously, don't touch anything.
Okay, let's see. What else do you need to know? We've learned what all these buttons do. Well, the most important ones anyway, I'm sure. There are snacks in that locker over there.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, right. And you have to pee in your suits until you get to the Pig. There's no toilets on board. Sorry, budget cuts. So, remember to aim for the pigtail and call us when you get there. Yeah, that's it. Any questions?
What's the pigtail again?
Oh, this is really good. The Pig's target area for ideal landing.
Yeah, there's a lot to remember, isn't there?
Well, it's only the most important mission Moon Control has ever commanded, and we can't make it too easy on you, can we? Good thing you guys are a crack team of F Moon's finest. That's what I say.
Ooh. Well, it's nice to finally be acknowledged for something.
What does this big button do? This big red button right here?
Don't touch that! Oh, don't touch that. That's the emergency takeoff button. They just put it in yesterday. I don't know why they made it so easily accessible, really. You'd think they'd hide it away somewhere. You could only get to it if you really wanted to. It's really rather stupid. If you think about it. Oh, wow. We'd be right in it if any of you press that button. Oh, just imagine. You lot suddenly catapulted into space without warning. What a mess.
Oops.
What?
Too late.
Lift off.
Whoa!
Alert. Pigcraft emergency launch sequence initiated.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We're in space!
What on Half Moon happened here?
Now you know what the emergency launch button is for. We launched! Emergencarily. Emergently. As an emergency.
Emergency launch button? Why is that even a thing?
Oh, there was this wasp who's so big. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh. But it's okay. We've got you. Talk about lucky. Captain KP, Commander-in-Chief of Moon Control. Wow. This is so great. You basically run Half Moon. It's even better this way, don't you think? Now you get to come on the mission with us. Wow. You must know everything. You must be so good at all of this. Captain KP!
I'm just gonna stay over here for the minute, thanks.
Are you okay, sir? You look a bit peaky.
Me? Oh, I'm fine. Just a little. Just
Why
a bit.
Don't you come on and look out the window, sir? The view
no,
is
no,
just
no, thank you.
Epic.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Why not?
It's very dark out there, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It's space. But so what?
Well. If you have to know, I don't like the dark. It's weird and creepy.
Hang on. You're afraid of the dark?
Maybe.
So you're just gonna stay there?
Right here.
There on the floor?
Yeah.
With your head in your hands?
Yeah.
And rocking a little bit?
I like rocking.
I think I'm confused about what a captain is.
Captain? Stubby? Guppy?
Yes, Chuck?
Look at this.
Whoa! Is that the pig? It's so big and so
pink! I know! It's so pink!
Close. I was actually gonna say close. We could be there any minute and we don't even know how to land. What are we gonna do? Oh, piglets. Are those mountains? Captain, you have to do something! Captain! Captain!
KP. KP. KP.
Not yet, Mommy.
KP!
Oh. Oh, Lackey, you're here. Where am I? What happened? Am I dead? Are you dead? No, you look too angry. Oh, and you neatened up my office. Oh, I'm back on Half Moon. Thank God it was all a dream. A massive, dark, terrifying dream.
No, it wasn't. I had to go down to the pig and rescue you. We only just got back.
We did? No, in my dream there were all these volunteers and this big pig craft and this man kept trying to make me look out the window.
Yes, sir. They're the volunteers. You fainted in the craft and hit your head on the emergency launch button. Turns out it's also the emergency landing button. Nice, smooth landing, by all accounts.
So are the volunteers back, too?
No, Captain. Their mission is to explore the pig. Remember? They couldn't very well do that back on Half Moon.
Oh, well. Gosh, they must be very scared. Do you know how big that planet is, Lackey? Well, bet you're glad you found me.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Jeez, Lackey. Can you imagine you guys trying to battle on without me? But how did you get to the pig to find me?
Sir, you do know we've always been able to get to the pig, right? We've just never wanted to because, well, it's giant and intimidating. I just headed over there in my Atmos Surfer.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah, well, of course I knew that. I just, didn't know you knew. Just checking.
Of course, sir. Always checking. Now, if you'll excuse me, sir, I need to make contact with the volunteers. When we left them, they were talking about whether you could play volleyball in hypergravity. I'd better go and check the pig cam.
Yes, Lackey, good idea. You know, ordinarily I'd go with you. I am, of course, really concerned about all of them, but I think I can feel a lump coming on my head. And, you know, I had to give them an awful lot of help landing that craft, so I'm really rather tired. I'm going to just stay here and recuperate, I think. Any other time, you know.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. I know.
Step 1. The knowledge nod. Even when you don't know, you can exude confidence and expertise. Lift your chin to the sky. Tilt your head slightly to the side. Slowly close your eyes.
O Captain, My Captain was written by Emma Moran. Jerry Ferraccio was KP. Merritt Glover was Lackey and Stubby. Atma Khalsa was Chalk and the Inspirational Tape. And Huddy Rai Khalsa was the Computer and Guppy. Sound design and editing was by Saib Simran Khalsa, with engineering by Dudham Singh Khalsa. We rely on your support to keep making our show. So, if you like what you hear, please visit us at www.patreon.com/radiationworld to make a contribution. We're getting ready to produce season 2 of Radiation World, and every little bit helps. Oh Captain, My Captain is a Saster and Saster production.